don't stop, can't stop.
Carnell.
I want it. Can't stop, won't stop. Yes,
Carnell.
Love it. Don't stop, can't stop.
Carnell.
Yes, Dad.
What, cut off that damn TV show watching that ignorant ass shit? Got you messing up your homework, damn mixture show niggas. Making black folks look like damn fools. Talking about I love it. If it was your damn timetables, would you love that? How about loving some long division, nigga? Can't stop, won't stop bringing these damn L's home on your fucking report card. And somebody get the damn phone. Damn, I pay the bills. Can somebody at least answer the phone?
Then I got it. Hello? It's for you.
Hello?
My father always told me I'd understand when I got older. This internal hurt of a lone soldier, so held firmly in my right arm with her head on my shoulder, because that's the way she likes me to hold her. That's what I told her. Speaking about my daughter, in order to save face, because just before the embrace and all the I love yous and I miss yous, she clearly let me know that she had issues. Talking about, Daddy, where you been? And just then my mind began sinking back. Thinking back to those Saturday seldom show up days, those seem like my father don't want to bother helping me grow up days. So sick of not seeing my dad, I want to throw up days, those my mom said you shouldn't come nowhere near where we resided because she decided to blow up days. Well, anyways, her eyes were always able to pull the disguise off of any lies I might try to use to summarize the situation. You see, it's funny the way it's second nature, the way I put these words to paper but couldn't figure out a simple explanation to offer my baby girl. Don't like having to admit that tomorrow's just a maybe girl, the famous ask your mom and see what she say. But the ball's in her court, so we got to play how she play. But hey, I tell my big girl not to fret, cause all this dirty will come out in life's wash and we haven't finished filling up yet. You see, when two parents are not in conjunction, a dysfunctional child is inevitable. See, mommy's not on time with daddy and daddy's not on time with mommy. So the child grows up off schedule. And it's incredible because he always told me that I would understand when I got older. Why he used to call himself the lone soldier. And one night when she called crying and I couldn't get to her to hold her, even though it wasn't some game shit, I felt like it was some lame shit I told her. Just because I couldn't be right there after a nightmare about a fight between me and her mother. See, she's 6 and can't conceive how I could leave and still tell her I love her. So her inquisitive little mind forces her to question and my rationale begs me not to reply. See, I know she won't see why we have to live in different places or how come her and her little brother don't see each other's faces on a consistent basis, and it hurts when I have to lay down the hand of discipline, knowing that I just get to spend a short segment of time with her. So imagine how I feel when I got to hit her, and don't get it twisted, sometimes I fuck up and don't get her, because my ego won't let her mother call me a babysitter. But for my baby girl, I'ma swallow my pride and show through. See, for my kids, it ain't nothing I won't go through.
Yo, what's going on, fam? Welcome to a special edition episode of the Span Report Podcast. I'm your host, Mr. Span. And this special edition is episode number 9 of the report. Now, this particular podcast won't be nearly as long as the others, and I won't be playing many, you know, I won't be playing much music at all today. But this particular topic that I'm going to be covering today is something that it's really been, you know, heavy on my mind the last couple days, and I just felt like it needed its own podcast. So, not a lot of music today. Just a real frank discussion about fathers and this Father's Day holiday. Now, personally, I never really had any type of relationship with my sperm donor, so much so that I don't to this day acknowledge him as my father at all. And it wasn't something that my mother ingrained in me, it was just something that I concluded with my own interactions, or lack thereof, that I had with the man. So when Father's Day came around for me growing up, it was just another day really, no biggie. And that's not to say that anybody that have legitimate issues with their fathers should just get over it, as I'm sure that everyone deals with issues in their own way. And I'm not trying to minimize any hurt that you may have over the relationship that you have with your fathers. Not at all. I have my own, so I know exactly what you're feeling. But what I find so troubling is how Father's Day has become a day of venting frustration, spewing out venom, and just a day of overall disrespect. I see women wishing each other happy Father's Day. I hear women say all the time how they are their kids' mother and father. I see people say happy Father's Day and then follow it with to the men that's doing what they're supposed to do, or to the men taking care of their responsibilities. But do we really have to put these qualifying statements behind a simple happy Father's Day? Does a man who isn't taking care of his responsibilities really need for you to point out that you ain't talking to him? I mean, let's be real about this. When Mother's Day comes around, mothers all over the world are given their just due. people spend a lot of money on Mother's Day, and you know, they make sure their mothers know that they appreciate it. You know, they spend monies on cards and flowers, and they take them out to dinners. Sometimes they give them trips to the spa, you know, manicures and pedicures. People take care of their mothers, and rightfully so. But very seldom do you hear a happy Mother's Day wish get followed by to the mothers that actually cook for their children, or happy Mother's Day to the mothers whose kids all got the same daddy. Very seldom will you hear that, if at all. Now, some sensitive souls will probably take this as a slight to single mothers who are busting their ass trying to provide for their kids with very little assistance coming from the man who helped her produce those kids. When that's the furthest thing from the truth, and that's not what I'm trying to say at all. Again, remember, I'm the product of a single mother household, and I'm eternally grateful to have the mother that I had, and I was blessed to have her for the 17 years that I did. That being said, I never once heard my mother say to me that she was my mother and my father. I never once heard my mother shout herself out on Father's Day. So I asked this hypothetical question on Facebook a couple days ago to the women who have claimed that they have taken on the role of both mother and father. And that question was, what wouldn't you be doing for your children if their father was still an active part of their lives? Would you not make sure that your children had a roof over their heads? Would you not make sure that your children had food to eat? Would you not make sure that your children got the proper education? Would you not discipline your children when they fucked up? How are any of these things different from what you would have done if their father was still there? And so far, I haven't really gotten too many responses to that question, or those series of questions anyway. Sadly, for a lot of women, Father's Day has become shit on this dude that didn't stay with me after I had his baby day. Not all of them, but it's a lot of them, and it's some bitter sisters out here, make no mistake about it, and they go out of their way to talk down a man to his kids. For some kids, they will never hear their father's side of the story about what happened between their mother and father. Some kids will never know if their mother was just using them as a way to get back at their father. And we love our mother so much, we would feel crazy even fixing our mouths to ask them some shit like that. But when Mother's Day comes around, what do we say? We simply say Happy Mother's Day. No qualifying, you know, statements, no disclaimers. We just show our appreciation for all she did for us. And really, at the end of the day, that's what Father's Day should ultimately be about. Yeah, you know, we all know some dudes that ain't doing what they should be when it comes to their kids. And in the black community, it happens far too often, and it's a sad reality for a lot of families. But taking the time to qualify Father's Day wishes just seems to me like you're acknowledging them, especially those deadbeat dudes, whether you like to or not. And to these sisters out here that are raising your kids on your own, I'm not in any way knocking your hustle or your struggle. I get it. Trust me and believe me when I say that I get it. But this day isn't about you. Just like Mother's Day isn't about the rare occurrence where you have a single father doing it alone. It's this day where we take time to acknowledge and recognize the fathers who have helped mold us into the men and women we are today. And even with the fathers who weren't around, they managed to teach us something even in their absence. My sperm donor taught me to never be anything like him. To be the polar opposite of the type of man that he was. To never let any of my children sit around wondering whether or not they were wanted or not. To not let any of them grow up and I not teach them anything or give them advice or that they could come to me with any type of concerns or fears that they may have. That's what that dude taught me in his absence. So when I say Happy Father's Day, it's simply Happy Father's Day. And the men that are handling their business, they already know that's who I'm talking to, and I'm talking to them. I just wish that we can get more people to realize that too. You know, but that's it. I'm glad I can get that off my chest, but with all that said and done, I want to know what you guys think about it. So hit me up at the Span Report hotline at area code 313-288-0485. That's 313-288-0485. And leave me a voicemail that I'll play and respond to right here on the next show. Or you can email me here at thespanpodcast@gmail.com. That's thespanpodcast, all one word, @gmail.com. And I'll read and respond to those as well. Let me know what you guys are thinking about this, all right? But that's it. Thanks again for checking out the Span Report, and I look forward to hearing from you and talking to you guys again soon. So until next time, fam. Peace.
Knowing you the best part of life, do I have the right to take yours? Cause I created you irresponsibly, subconsciously knowing the act. I was a part of the start of something. I'm not ready to bring it to the world. Had myself believing I was sterile. I look at your mother's stomach and wonder if you are a boy or a girl. Turning this woman's wound into a tomb. But she and I agree. A seed we don't need. You would have been much more than a mouth to feed. But someone, I would have fed this information I read to someone. My life for you, I would have had to leave. Instead, I led you to death. I'm sorry for taking your first breath, first step, and first cry. But I wasn't prepared mentally nor financially. Having a child shouldn't have to bring out the man in me. Plus, I wanted you to be raised within a family. I don't wanna go through the drama of having a baby's mama. Weekend visits and buying J's ain't gonna make me a father. For a while, burying a child is something I never wanted to do. For me to live forever, I can only do that through you. Nerve, I got to talk about them niggas with a gun. Must have really thought I was God to take the life of my son. I could have sacrificed going out to think my homies who did it, I used to joke about. From now on, I'ma use self-control instead of birth control. Cause $315 ain't worth your soul. $315 ain't worth your soul. $315 ain't worth it. Itself. You had our child in you. I probably never feel what you felt, but you dealt with it like the strong black woman you are. Through our trials and tribulations, child's elimination, an integration of thoughts I feel about the situation. Back and forth, my feelings was patient, happy deep down, but not joyed enough to have it. But even that's a lie. Less than 2 weeks, we was back at it. Is this unprotected love, or safe to say it's lust busting? More than a sweat in somebody you trust, or is it that we don't trust each other enough and believe having this child to make us have to stay together? Don't want you in my life cause you have made it better. Thinking we all in love cause we can spend a day together. We talking spending the rest of our lives. It's too many black women that can say they mothers but can't say that they wives. I wouldn't choose any other to mother my understanding, but I want our parenthood to come from planning. There's so much in my life that's undone. We gotta see eye to eye about family before we can become one. If you had decided to have it, the situation I wouldn't run from. But I'm walking, finding myself and my God, so I can discipline my son with my rod. And I have a judge telling me how and when to raise my seed. Though his death was out, I grieved, but no one else to blame. I had a book of African names, case our mind changed. Just say your period hasn't came, and lately I've been sleepy. So quit smoking the weed and the beaties, and let's have this boy.